from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. In California, if a kid gets locked up in juvenile hall, often the parents get a bill for some of the costs of incarcerating them. Now, some counties are taking another look at the practice. Here's KQED's Suki Lewis in the Bay Area's Contra Costa County.
Hello?
I meet up with MC outside her tidy, low-slung house. She doesn't want me to use her full name. In 2013, her 16-year-old son was arrested for homicide and held in juvenile custody for more than a year. Ultimately, the charges against him were dismissed, but his mom, who works as a house cleaner, still got a bill for thousands of dollars. She tells me it made her angry.
Angry to see these letters arrive, charging me money. And my son was locked up, and still they wanted to blame him for something he never did.
The rationale for these fees is that parents should pay for the upkeep of their kids, even though they're behind bars instead of at home. Tim Klein's been researching the issue for 3 years as a student at UC Berkeley School of Law. What his team found is that the practice just isn't good policy.
We don't think there are many compelling arguments to support these fees. Counties don't make money. They're bad for families. They don't help kids rehabilitate and get back on track.
Next week, the Contra Costa Board of Supervisors is set to vote on whether or not to repeal the fees. After reviewing the practice, both Alameda and Santa Clara counties have stopped charging these fees. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis in Contra Costa County.
California voters are expected to just say yes to legalizing recreational marijuana, with polls suggesting they'll pass Proposition 64. Arizona and Nevada have similar measures on the ballot. Passage could mean big money for pot entrepreneurs. For our California Counts election collaboration, the California Report's Stephen Cuevas spent time with one of these growers.
Pot growing is kind of a family affair for David Holmes. A couple of his uncles were growers and a brother. But while they were off planting and harvesting, Holmes was off studying mathematics in college.
You know, and at that point, I wasn't really a connoisseur.
Standing on the deck of the old Queen Mary cruise ship in Long Beach during a recent pot industry conference, Holmes tells me how 15 years ago, a friend in grad school turned him on to this particular strain of weed.
This, like, insanely resinous cannabis he had grown. And he showed me his grow room, and it blew my mind away. I was like, it's like a laboratory in your house. And it really got me into it, and I kind of got addicted to cultivation. So this is the mother room. One probably the most important room in the facility.
Holmes is now one of the most sought-after cultivators in the business.
And so each of these...
And he grows a lot of weed for other people as a facility designer and consultant. His latest client is a licensed medical pot grower called Pegasus Nevada, housed inside a beige two-story warehouse at the edge of the Las Vegas airport.
You could get close to like a pharmaceutical control. All the factors that contribute to plant growth you could control. You could essentially play God.
Once it's fully operational, Pegasus will have a cloning room, a space for marijuana extraction, a packaging area, and a couple of gymnasium-sized grow rooms. Right now, all the growing is concentrated in the mother room, a space the size of a two-car garage. On each side, two long rows of plants are fed a steady stream of purified water and a plant nutrient concocted by Holmes.
So we have 19 strains in here. This is, have you heard of the Girl Scout cookies?
No.
It's a really dense, highly resinous, like very nice nose. And probably most importantly, Snoop Dogg rapped about it. Choose my vendor, open my window, put some Kush chocolate and hash in the blunt and I blend them.
Rewind ya, remain and remember, cause I'm chopping and dropping trees and screaming out timber. Pegasus brought in Holmes to help them grow the kind of clean, high-quality pot that artists like Snoop Dogg want to rap about.
Right from the very beginning, we liked the way his approach was, where it's very data-driven, metric-driven.
Ranson Shepard is the operations manager at Pegasus.
Each room was specifically designed for full automation. So he can log in at any time of the day and see, okay, this is where we're having challenges here. Maybe we need something here. Where a lot of guys in the industry now, they're still operating without those kind of systems to guide their business.
It's technical and scientific precision that Pegasus aims to capitalize on now that Nevada voters look like they, too, are ready to approve a pot legalization ballot measure. David Holmes hopes legalization in California means longtime medical pot growers will also have the chance to expand.
You know, whether you did all the things that your lawyer told you to do in California to be safe, there's always the potential you could get shut down. But with Prop 64, it looks like you'll be safe. You'll be able to invest a lot more in it. It's really hard to invest in something when you don't know what tomorrow holds.
There are a lot of investors coming out of the woodwork, but Holmes says few he's encountered have the know-how or the commitment to maintain and develop a top-notch cultivation facility. He also says there's way more investors than there are skilled, qualified growers.
So there's going to be big mistakes made in that gap. At some point, there's probably going to be some type of like degree that you could study cannabis cultivation. But right now, there's no textbook. We're kind of writing it as we go, but we're definitely getting smarter.
And depending on what happens on Election Day in California, Arizona, and Nevada, potentially a whole lot richer. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Las Vegas.
That story was produced as part of our California Counts election collaboration. You can get more election news and check out our online voter guide at kqed.org/election. We have a breakdown of all 17 measures on the statewide ballot, as well as a tool to show you the top funders for or against each proposition.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Monday, October 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim, wishing you a happy Monday.